Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Tired and more tired. So you have to pace yourself and you have to kind of figure out a strategy of how you're going to win this fight, or at least how you're trying to win the fight. And God reminded me that we're in a fight. We're fighting this fight of faith and we're walking with God, and we have to continue to stay the course. We have to continue, no matter how hard it is or how tough it gets, we have to continue to fight this fight of faith. And we have to continue to stay on the course. The first scripture I'm going to go to is Deuteronomy 3 and verse 22. Michael, can you get it in the NIV, please? And I'll stay in that for tonight, NIV. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22. So it says, do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. A lot of times we get afraid and the fight looks too hard, or the bigger person or the bigger influence or the thing that is coming against us, it looks too hard for us to handle in the natural. A lot of times we think that, man, I can't do this. I'm tired. It's hard. And we begin to psych ourselves out like we can't do it. So before we even get in the fight good, or we get really going, we begin to say, oh, I can't do it. It's going to be too hard. God reminded me of the story of David and Goliath. The soldiers that were there that should have stepped up, saw the giant and said, nah, man, he's too big. He's too big. And that's what we do sometimes. We look at the problem. We look at the situation. We say it's too big and I can't do it. But we have to remember that God is with us. We have to remember the God we serve and know that as we go, God's going to fight for us. As we're facing different trials, different tribulations, God will fight for us as long as we put it in his hands. As long as we ask him for that help, for that guidance, for that strength. But we have to call upon his name. We have to remember just to continue just to fight with faith. And know that God is with us. We cannot be afraid and get and push and try and shrink back. A lot of times we get faced with different things and we try and say, oh, I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And we take a step back. But really, we need to continue to stay on the course. Especially if it's something that God told us to do. It may seem a little difficult, may seem a little scared. But you know what? If God told me to do this, I need to do it. God had given me some words to speak to a pastor, and I'm saying, okay, God, this is my pastor. How am I going to say this? But he said, I want you to be a vessel. Are you available? Like I preached before, are you available? Are you able to allow me to use you? And if he spoke it to you, then allow him to speak through you and give you what you're supposed to say. So as I went, I was scared, and I said, Pastor, can I speak to you? And I began to deliver what God had given me to tell to that pastor. And she said, you know, I was battling with this all day. And I said, God, I need to hear from you. And I had to be obedient and go and give what God told me to do. The next scripture I'm going to go to is 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. This is a scripture we hear a lot of times at funerals, maybe. Or at least I've heard at a lot of funerals. And it says, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith. We want someone to be able to read that at our service, that they fought a good fight, that they didn't give up, that we didn't give in, that we didn't back down from the calling God has spoken on our lives. But we need to remember that now and not just say, okay, maybe they'll speak it. No, I want to be able to say that I gave all that I had to God. I was used to the maximum that he could use of me. and I gave my best effort. I don't want to just halfway do something. A lot of times our kids, sometimes they're doing stuff. And we're like, no. We need you to put all that you have into it. And we want God, when we're asking God, I need you to bless this. I need you to do this. We're not asking him, oh, God, just halfway do it. No, God, I want a complete healing. I don't want just, God, can you get me to where I don't have to be at the hospital anymore? No, God, I want you to heal me completely. So when I go back, they don't see a trace of anything. That's what we're supposed to be speaking. As Pastor Annis has been speaking about praying. And when she's up here, you can see how excited she is. Why? Because she's speaking about something she's passionate about. Even though she's just teaching us how to pray, she's passionate about praying. Why? Because she knows that as she goes before God, something's going to happen. And as we're in this fight of faith, we have to speak with boldness. We have to walk in boldness. We have to walk in all that God has commanded us to do and know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Know that God is on our side and he's fighting for us. A lot of times we get in a fight and we think, okay, it's just me. I'm in this thing by myself. But no, God is in it with us. God is in it with us. And he reminded me that sometimes he won't take you out of a situation, but he'll get in that situation with you. And he'll fight with you as you're going through. He'll be there with you. And a lot of times we think, oh, it's just me. God, why do you have me here? God said, I have you here for a reason. And a lot of times it's trying to teach us a lesson that we don't even, we're like, God, why am I here? And because we're not grasping the lesson he's trying to teach us, then we can't understand what's going on. And a lot of times we get to be like Jonah and we try and run. Why? Because in our natural state, it doesn't look like it'll happen. It doesn't look like it's possible. But once we stay on the course and we continue to trust God, he'll work everything all right. He'll make everything fall into place. God reminded me that, like I just said, sometimes he will not always take you out of a situation, but he'll get in the situation with you. And I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 4. It's a story a lot of us may know already, but we're going to go back to it because it's so good. And I'm going to try and pronounce these names. Please excuse me if I don't say them exactly right. But we're going to go to Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 4. It says, Then the herald loudly proclaimed, nations and people of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the gold that the king Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship immediately will be thrown into the blazing furnace. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations and peoples of every language fell down and worshiped the image of the gold that the king Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, may the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, and the lyre, and the harp, and the pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And that whoever does not fall down and worship may be thrown into the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews who you have set over affairs in the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. So this right here is some haters. Some of us have people that are watching us, and they may not always be for you. So they will go and say, oh, no, they're doing this. They're praying on their lunch break. Yes, it's my lunch break, and I'm going to pray. but they'll tell, oh, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. What verse did I leave off at? 12, okay. I'll read it off here. I said, Abednego, they're not paying attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods, nor worship the image of gold you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing fire or blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. You see, sometimes we have to have boldness, like I said. You have to know what God you serve and how powerful he is. When we get up against something, we feel, we sometimes forget what God brought us through. Sometimes we forget how powerful he is. Sometimes we forget how good he is. And we shrink back, and sometimes we conform to the pattern of this world, or we conform and we say, okay, maybe I won't pray on my break, but last time I checked, it's my time. So I should be able to do what I want to do, right? Sometimes we have to just remember the God we serve in the situation.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter. So he didn't just say throw them in there. He said, let's turn it up a little bit hotter because I'm upset with them. Then Nebuchadnezzar, furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and 7 times hotter than usual. Sorry, go to the next one. And commanded some of the strongest soldiers in the army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. These men wearing their robes, their trousers, their turbans, and other clothes were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took them up, or who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So it's so hot that even just the men that were just the strongest ones, they were supposed to throw them in there, they got killed. These 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped on his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there 3 men that were tied up and threw them into the fire? They replied, certainly, King, O King. He said, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, bound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. So what you probably didn't notice that back a scripture ago, it said it wasn't just three, but it was four. Why? Because God stepped into what they were going through. He could have took them out and delivered them and said, "Okay, come out." But he got in the fire with them to show how big he is, how good he is, that when you're being attacked, when you're going through and you feel like you're all by yourself, remember he will get in the fight with you. So you don't have to just shrink back and think, "Oh, it's only me." But God we serve will go through it with you. He said, "Lo, I am with you always." Not sometimes, but I'm with you always. Always, till the end of time. A lot of times we get frustrated, we get scared, and we think, "Oh, it's only me. I'm the only one going through this." But you never know. That person next to you on the bus was just going through the same thing. When you go to church, you don't know that maybe Sister Darshin just went through the same thing I went through last week. Or maybe you're going through that right now, and I need to share my testimony, how God brought me through. Why? Because it's going to encourage her to keep going, and because it's going to help her to know that she's not in it alone, but God's in it with her. God's in it with us. We have to remember to stay in the fight. Don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. Don't get weary and say, "Okay, I can't do this." But know that the God we serve is with us, and he's going to carry us through. He's not going to just bring us to a point and leave us and say, "I'm done with you." But he loves us so much that he will get in the furnace. He'll get when it's tough, when it's hard, and you don't know what to do. He's in it with you. So you have to open your mouth and say, "God, I worship you. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know when it's going to be over, but I thank you that you're in the storm with me right now. I thank you that you're in the battle with me right now. I thank you that you're a God that's going to bring me through, that you're going to pay every bill, that you're going to heal every situation, that you are going to take me through college all the way, that's going to help me to pass the exam." We have to know that the God we serve is going to get in the fight with us and not get afraid. We can't get afraid. We can't get afraid. We have to remember the God we serve. And like the verse that I read before, it said, "Do not be afraid of them. The Lord himself will fight for you." We have to remember that he will fight for us, but we have to believe. We have to believe, and we have to put it in his hands. There's this story that's awesome that I saw earlier this week. It reminded me, and God reminded me of how it applies in this situation. There was a man running track, and he's running, and he's running, and he pulls his hamstring. And so he goes down for a minute because he's in so much pain. But even as he's running, he says, "Okay, I want to finish the race. I don't want to just stop right here." So he's moving and he's trying to finish the race because he's in pain. And everyone's telling him to stop. The coaches are on the side saying it's okay. The announcers are yelling over things saying, "Stop, it's okay. Why are you keep going? It's all right." But he wants to finish the race. And because he wants to finish the race, you see this man coming through and he gets past security and they're trying to stop him. He said, "That's my boy." And he goes, and he's running with his boy. He doesn't try and stop him, try and talk him out of it, but he goes, and he helps him. He puts the arm around him just to help pull the weight off of that leg, and he helps him finish the race. And that's what God will do for us. He doesn't want us to shrink back and say, "Okay, I'm done. I want to give up." But he knows that we have a determination, and he'll get in the fight with us, and he'll be there to hold us up. He'll be there to help us to finish that, to pass that finish line. He'll be there with us as long as we accept his help, as long as we open our arms and say, "God, I need you. I can't do this by myself." A lot of times we think, "Oh, I got this. I know how it's going to happen. I'm going to do this and this and this, and it's all going to fall into place." And let me tell you, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. But when you begin to call upon God and you begin to seek God and say, "God, I need your help," then he'll send that aid to help you. To help you along the way. To help you along the way. So we have to remember not to be afraid. We have to remember to pace ourselves. We have to remember to continue to trust in God. Remember the God we serve. Remember what he has told us. Remember what he has spoken over us. And remember, if he's placed some gifts in you, know that he's going to help you to use them. as you say, God, I give them back to you. Do with them as you see fit. And believe me, he will help you use them gifts. But you have to continue to stay in the fight. Continue to stay on course. Continue just to seek his face. And know that he's in control. Know that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he got in the furnace with them. Just like the guy running, his dad came alongside to run with him. God will run with us. Some of us are going through different things and we feel like we're all alone. God wants to run with you. God wants to help you through. But you have to give it all to him. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time because you're awesome, because you're faithful, because you're a good God. God, I thank you for being with us through every test and every trial, Lord God. God, I thank you that we can acknowledge that you are God and you are faithful and we don't have to conform to the pattern of this world, Lord God. We don't have to shrink back and say, I can't do it. But we have to remember that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. God, we thank you that you are going before us and you will fight for us, Lord God. God, we thank you that we don't have to be afraid, Lord God, but we can trust in you, oh God. God, we thank you that you are going to be with us always. Always, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are God and you are God alone. So God, we ask that you continue to fight for us. God, we ask that you continue just to be with us. Continue just to surround us. Continue just to show us your way, Lord God. God, help us not to give up or give in, Lord God, but we'll continue to stay the course. We'll continue to focus on you. We'll continue to fight for you, Lord God. God, we'll continue to press more into your presence, Lord God. We'll continue just to seek your face, oh God. God, move in this place, Lord God. Continue to touch each and every one of our hearts, Lord God, that we'll continue to stay on the course. Continue to stay in the fight. Continue just to trust in you. To know that you are God and you are God alone. And that you know what's best for us. And that you're going to help us through it. Thank you. We praise you because you are awesome. You are faithful. God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're so awesome. Amen. Amen. Does anyone need prayer tonight? We want to open the altar if you need prayer.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.